Chapter 3.
Grief-stricken at heart, I groaned and wept, and with the groans I began to pray. You are righteous, O Lord, and all your deeds are just. All your ways are mercy and truth. You are the judge of the age. And now remember me, O Lord, and look with favor upon me. Do not punish me for my sins, nor for my inadvertent offenses, nor for those of my ancestors. They sinned against you and disobeyed your commandments. You have given us over to plunder, exile, and death, so that we have become a byword, a proverb, and a taunt in all the nations among which you have scattered us. Now your many judgments are true in dealing with me according to my sins and those of my ancestors. For we have not kept your commandments and have not trodden the paths of truth before you. So deal with me as you see fit and command my spirit to be taken from me, that I may be released from the face of the earth and become dust. Thus it is better for me to die than to live, since I have listened to false reproaches, and I am overwhelmed with grief within. Command me to be loose from such distress. Release me to go to my everlasting abode. O Lord, do not hide your face from me, for it is better for me to die than to see excessive distress in my life and to listen to such reproaches.
On that same day, at Ecbatana in Media, it happened that Sarah, the daughter of Reuel, was also listening to reproaches from one of her father's maidservants. For she had been married to 7 men, but the wicked demon, Ashmedai, killed them before they could have intercourse with her, as is the custom prescribed for wives. So the maidservant said to her,
"You are the one who strangles your husbands. Look, you have already been given to 7 husbands, but you have not enjoyed one of them. Why do you beat us? Because your husbands are dead? Go after them, and may we never see a son or daughter of yours."
That day, she was deeply distressed, and she went in tears to an upstairs room in her father's house. She wanted to hang herself, but she reconsidered and said to herself,
"May they never reproach my father and say to him, 'You had only one beloved daughter, but she hanged herself because of her troubles.' Thus I would bring my aged father to the netherworld in sorrow. It is not right for me to hang myself, but to beg of the Lord that I might die, and that in my lifetime I and my father might no longer hear such a reproach."
Then at once she stretched out her hands toward the window, and she implored favor, saying,
"Blessed are you, merciful God, and blessed is your holy and honored name forever. May all your works praise you evermore. And now I turn my face to you and lift up my eyes. Bid me to depart from the earth so that I may no longer listen to such reproaches. You know, Master, that I am pure in my body from all defilement with a man, that I have never besmirched my own name or my father's name in all the land of my exile. I am my father's only child. He has no other child to be his heir, nor does he have a kinsman or relative for whom I should keep myself, or a son that I might be a wife for him. I have already lost 7 of my husbands, so why should I still go on living? But if it pleases you, O Lord, to not take my life, look upon me and have pity on me, and never again let me hear such a reproach."
At that very moment, the prayer of these two was heard in the glorious presence of God. Then Raphael was sent to heal them both, to heal the white films from Tobai's eyes so that he might see the light of heaven with them, and to give Reuel's daughter, Sarah, to Tobai's son, Tobiah, as a wife, and by binding the wicked demon Ashmedai. for it was destined for Tobiah to claim her beyond all others who wanted to inherit her. At the moment that Tobiah went back into his house from the courtyard, Sarah, daughter of Reuel, came down from the upstairs room.